with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
What I only do not to lose a morsel of time with you, Andrea Simontov.
Did they tell you at High FM that at 6:45 this morning I called trying to get on the air because I was so tired I was mistaking my Skype address?
You have got to be kidding me. Is that for real, or are you pulling my leg?
No, well, I'm not that funny, Simon. Here, I have like all this back and forth. I'm like, I'm saying like, hello, hello. And I'm hearing this accent and I'm saying, what, they changed producers on me? And then I'm writing, I'm typing in, go into the bathroom. It was so horrible. And then I hear, and then somebody says, Andrea, we don't have an interview scheduled with you. I wanted the floor to open.
To open and swallow you up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you do have an interview scheduled with me. And guess what? It's happening right now. Before we get to talk about old geezers traveling and coming back, and I think you're using us as your own internal therapy session. That's what my
eyes. You got that right, baby. Yeah.
I think that's what it's doing. But I did just want your input on a personality that is all over the Jerusalem Post today. And I don't understand his personality. Don't worry. This isn't a rocket question.
Yeah. It's what are you doing? You have to read the news for this? What?
No, you have to tell me the psychology of Roger Waters. What is it with this man and his obsession? But his obsession with Israel. Do you know anything that I don't know? Because I don't understand this.
No, he's obsessed. He's not crazy. He's just so, I have never used this word for anybody. He's evil, but you know what? He's evil in his stupidity, in his lack of just, you know, the lack of the ability, his arrogance in knowing it all. When he starts tossing out that word apartheid and starts bullying other performers. I mean, you know what I think about performers. You're a performer. Hop the money, take the money and run. Okay. He's just horrible.
I'm astounded. Astounded. But we will talk about him a little bit more later. Right now, Andrea's going to talk to us about geezers going camping.
Geezers go bye-bye. Yeah. Hello?
No, we're listening. What do you mean geezers go bye-bye?
Anyway, you know, I think I told you, you've been begging me, Simon, for pictures of my caravan. I'm just waiting. I just need to take off the pictures of Rabbi Nachman that they stuck all over the inside.
Well, I could actually see that. That makes some kind of sense to me, actually. Yeah, go on.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not a non-Nachi person. But anyway, so we decided, because I'm going away for Pesach, please God, if I'll ever be able to get on a plane. All right. And so we decided we're going away this Shabbos for camping. And camping is supposed to be like a scaled down. It's like roughing it, right? Simon, I have 3 pages of supplies that I need to put into this caravan, which is the size of an old Volkswagen Beetle. And some of the items, I'm just looking, these 2 geezers. I mean, it's just 2 Jews on the road. It's frightening.
What's on the list?
Frightening. So first of all, I did cooking. I did cooking like we are in, what do they call it when people are survivalists? You know, survivalists, they build a hole in the mountain so that after the destruction of the world, they can be found. I have all that food plus 3 kinds of eggplant salad, okay?
Because everybody needs 3 kinds of eggplant salad.
Yeah.
Yep.
And of course, rice cakes, because as the world is falling apart, I want to keep it gluten-free. Anyway, looking at this list, so like in addition to tissues and towels, I kid you not, I'm looking at this with shame, a butcher block cutting board, an IKEA apron. Wait a second. It gets better. Body cream, my husband wants. Mosquito plug-ins. Well, of course, we're going up. So we have to have the French press and the ground espresso, right? I'm just looking at this list and I'm humiliated. Absolutely humiliated. Whiskey, wine, vodka. That's at the top of his list. Salad spinner. How do you go and rough it without a salad spinner?
I had such the wrong idea of you. I had this Woodstock kind of throwback who was going to rediscover her youth traveling around in a caravan in Israel. I didn't think we were going to have gourmet espressos. I didn't think it was that kind of a trip, but clearly I'm wrong.
Neither did we until we did, you know, as a life coach, I do something called mind mapping, you know, where you take your theme like caravan in the middle of the page and then you just free associate. And I would write down Woodstock. I would write down log fires. I would write down marshmallows. But now suddenly on my list, we get French press. We get IKEA aprons. It's poika. Okay. You know what a poika is, right?
I don't. Tell me, what is a poika?
A poika actually is about the size of a VW Beetle, and it's a pot. It's a cast iron pot that you throw everything in and you put onto the fire just to cook all day, and everything goes in there. I'm just looking at this list. I don't know that we're ever going to make it out. I said to my husband, why don't we also take a treadmill and some floor plants to make it more
attractive? I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And I'm also thinking Israel is not the largest place on the planet. You're probably going to be 15 minutes away from the closest supermarket at a push. So I'm struggling to understand the need to do the doomsday scenario. It's not really making all that much sense to me. But
it gets worse, Simon. It gets worse. I made a secret list that I didn't show the husband, okay?
No, yes.
And I'm looking at it, and on it says – cuticle clippers and emery boards.
Oh, goodness me. No. Yeah, I don't actually think you're quite made for camping. That's what I think. I don't think.
I'm going to camp. I'm going to camp. I'm not taking a hairdryer. I'm going to camp.
Andrea, so Jan Diswa is listening to us this afternoon. She says, good day, Si. I love her. That's you.
Who's this?
Something in her Jerusalem window. So feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And also interesting, Benjamin DeVette weighing in on our Roger Waters discussion, saying he's the prime example of excessive cocaine abuse for decades. I used to be a major fan of his music. Unfortunately, the man is now an old idiot and has lost the plot. And that's from Benjamin. I'm reckoning you're probably agreeing with some of that.
Yeah, you know what? I just to finish with Roger Waters, it like annoys me. It's Erev Shabbos and I'm getting ready for this relaxed Shabbos. And you know what? I almost want to just say, forget about it. If this is the level of not obtuseness, because he's on a mission. He's on a crazed mission. There's no rationale behind it, the way he's targeting naive stars. I don't know Stevie Wonder. He never came for Shabbos, but I'm just assuming that Stevie Wonder gets his information the same place that I do. And everybody wants to count. Robbie Williams, John Bon Jovi, has everyone in his crosshairs because he's on a mission and you cannot deal with zealots. So you know what? Forget about him. Everybody live your best life, go camping, take the French press.
Absolutely.
And forget a Roger. You're not going to fix a Roger Waters. He's not going to be interested in the truth. He's going to only be interested in his truth, and he'll bend it. You're absolutely right, Benjamin. Benjamin, right?
Yes, no, that's it. And just to put a bit of context to what Andrew was talking about now, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Roger Waters has called on Stevie Wonder not to accept Israel's Wolf Prize because of all that stuff that Andrew was talking about earlier, apartheid state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just become all very tired. But Andrea,
I want to throw out one more thing. You know what? Even this Palestinian receiving the inoculations, they're being inoculated. I just saw a marvelous video. I'm going to let you go, Simon, from my dear friend, Bassam Aid. Do you know Bassam Aid?
Familiar.
Yeah, he's wonderful. No. He's a leader. He's a rational, wonderful Arab leader. I believe he might be a Christian, but I'm not certain. And he just put out this video as he's receiving his vaccine, and he's just saying, we're being vaccinated. It's wonderful. But who are you going to fight with?
Andrea Simantov, as always, a joy speaking to you. Never know where it's going to go, but hey, we just go with the flow. Shabbat shalom to you, and I'm counting on you being back with me this time next week.
Mosquito bitten. Goodbye. Shabbat shalom.